This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban fighters are advancing toward Kabul, the Afghan capital, even as the first of thousands of U.S. troops to be sent back to the country set foot on the ground. The Taliban on Friday claimed victory in five major provincial capitals, including the country's second and third largest cities, Kandahar in the south and Herat in the west. A day earlier, the group captured Ghazni, a key city on the road from Kandahar to Kabul, and just 150 kilometers from the Afghan capital. The development set off a new round of concern in Washington over the rapidly deteriorating security situation. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters Friday, "You can see that they are trying to isolate Kabul," but he called the speed of the Taliban advance deeply concerning. There are questions about how willing the Taliban will be to move on the capital and risk running into some of the 3,000 U.S. troops providing security for U.S. personnel and the nearby Hamid Karzai International Airport. The Pentagon said that the first of those forces from a Marine infantry battalion arrived on Friday and that the rest of the troops were expected to be in place by the end of Sunday. Their task will be to help evacuate all non-essential personnel from the U.S. embassy, as well as thousands of Afghans and their families eligible for special immigrant visas, a mission military commanders expect could put the troops in harm's way. In addition, U.S. officials warned that any attempted attack on U.S. forces would have to contend with U.S. airstrikes, not only from bombers and drones flying from U.S. bases in Qatar, but also from helicopters stationed at the airport. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Haitian Judge Mathieu Chanlat, chosen to oversee President Jovenel Moïse's assassination case, has resigned from the investigation, citing personal reasons, in a letter Friday that bears his signature and the stamp of the court. The letter, obtained by VOA Creole, states that he's sending the case back to the dean of the civilian court at Port-au-Prince. The dean announced Monday that security had been tightened for Chanlat shortly after naming him to the case. Other judges on the shortlist to oversee the case had turned down the request, reportedly after receiving death threats. Moïse was assassinated in the early morning hours of July 7th inside his home in a luxury suburb of the capital, Port-au-Prince. His wife, Martine Moïse, was gravely injured and evacuated to Miami, Florida, where she received treatment. The case is now under the purview of the Haitian Justice Ministry. A spokeswoman for the National Police spokesperson said earlier this week that the police had arrested 44 people in connection with the crime. They also said they have seized weapons, ammunition, and cash in both U.S. and Haitian currencies. Haitian Foreign Minister Claude Joseph has asked the U.N. to open an international inquiry into the Moïse assassination, and a U.S. spokesman said the matter is being considered. A Briton who killed his mother and four other people before taking his own life had complained online about difficulties meeting women and being beaten down by life. The shooting on Thursday was Britain's first mass shooting in over a decade. Police said Friday the motive for the shooting in Plymouth, England, was unclear, but that there were no immediate signs that the crime was an act of terrorism. They identified the gunman as 22-year-old Jake Davison and said he had a gun license but revealed few other details. Witnesses said the shooter used a pump-action shotgun in his rampage on Thursday night. Gun crimes are rare in Britain, which has strict firearm control rules. The last mass shooting in Britain was in 2010. Nicaraguan police on Friday raided the offices of the opposition newspaper La Prensa. Police said the raid was part of an investigation into customs fraud and money laundering. They said the offices would remain under police custody. The raid came one day after La Prensa suspended its print edition because the government once again withheld newsprint paper. La Prensa has been critical of President Daniel Ortega. The president has recently arrested dozens of opposition figures. La Prensa had said it would continue an online edition, but it was unclear how long that could continue. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.